This week on the Reflex Blue Show, we all show how old we are. I think I'm ready, Donovan. I think we're going to do a show.
Might even be like the 11th one we've done.
I don't know. Maybe I'll put this one up before the one we already recorded. Maybe not, no, because that one's kind of got a deadline on it.
Yeah, it's rumored that the next week we'll actually have Sean Adams on.
Oh, dude, don't even start talking mess about having guests on that aren't going to be here for another 2 weeks. There's the potential for that. We'll see. And if not, I just have to do more editing now to take this part out. Or everyone can hear about our epic fail of not getting Sean Adams on the show.
And speaking of epic fail, that's actually this whole show.
We could call this show Epic Fail, or I was thinking about calling it Skateboarders Hate Your Stupid Ads.
And so we brought in some experts on Epic Fail.
Oh, God, dude.
No, not that they fail.
You know
fail.
Who knows about failing? John Henry Mueller and Secret Penguin Dave Nelson.
Hey, welcome to the show, guys.
And by the way,
I'm sorry,
is it actually Mueller or is it?
Muller.
Muller. See,
it's been Muller for years, but it's I put the umlauts back on. You know, they stripped them during the war and changed their name when the neighbors had the same one and that kind of thing. And
I like bringing back the umlauts.
I brought the umlauts back. It's very Swedish looking and German and design roots. So I thought it was a good idea.
So this whole time, should I have been saying Josef Mueller Brockman?
Don't ask me.
Muller Brockman. I don't know, but he's got he's rocking the
right
the umlauts as well.
And
I like to do umlauts like I'm poking a man in the eyes.
Right, me too.
The listeners can't see
The original reason why I wanted to put the umlauts on is so it'd look kind of like a smiley face.
Yeah.
But then you know all the good designers have the umlauts, and so that's why they stuck around.
Yeah. Well, you're a good designer too.
And me and Nate, no umlauts.
You can rock over to whatcheer.com.
What-cheer, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, what-cheer. But don't spell the dash. Or did you register that also?
You might, at this point,
want to register dash spelled out just for people who listen to the show right now. I will definitely do that. That's a terrible idea. Don't do it. And also, umlautless, Dave Nelson, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, we had you guys on the old show. We had you guys with the whole Divi crew to talk about freelancing.
Oh, yeah.
And since then, because Adam can't grow a beard, we know that Divi broke up.
Yep.
And that was the reason behind it. And he'll kill me when he hears that. We were talking before, though. We think Adam could probably get like a sweet, like...
Like the Joe Dirt look.
Like, no, you say Joe Dirt, but I say like Inspector Clouseau, like mustache. Like he could probably get like the Frenchman's mustache. And I don't mean that as a euphemism for something sexual. I just mean that he could probably rock one of those. That's probably not good enough to keep the band together anyway.
Okay, back to important matters. First off, Dave, thanks for bringing the Red Bull.
Yeah, thank you for bringing. This is the sugar-free kind, which we determined should be slightly healthier for us and will certainly get me through the recording of the show.
Good.
Better than a Miller Lite.
And what I meant by, not that these guys were experts on epic failure themselves, but they could spot
failure.
Oh, they could
epic
spot the
fail.
Epic fail.
Yeah.
And this was coming about because the Secret Penguin crew, both Dave and Cody, have started up their own blogs.
Mm-hmm. Which would be secretpenguin.com/Dave and /Cody.
Yep.
But he's not here, so don't go to his.
Yeah. Though Cody, I hear, is pretty powerful in the paddle ball.
Yes.
But still got pwned by my wife yesterday.
Well, you can't say yet. You have to watch the
is there going to be a video of it?
Yeah, on paddlebattle.com.
Okay, paddlebattle.com. Oh, she didn't tell me about that. I can't wait to see how that turns out.
Spoiler alert.
Never mind. That I did not just... Maybe I'll go back in and I will have beeped that out.
It's still exciting either way.
Yeah, it could be. Nobody really listens to the show anyway, so... So over on Dave's blog, we caught wind of this post, which is entitled Skateboarding Plus Advertising, which I think I might just link to throughout the show.
Sure.
Maybe we're just sending a link to it now. Where you were contacted now, aside from being a designer, you're also pretty big into the skateboarding scene, which is in fact why the Red Bull is here, as I understand it.
Yeah.
John, do you do the skateboarding at all, or do you just hang out with Dave?
I just work a lot.
That's rad. Yeah, okay.
So having a guy with a Red Bull connection next to you is a good thing?
Well, you know, Dave's the Red Bull, and I drink massive amounts of coffee.
So, yeah. I'm technically, and Last time we had you on the show, the Red Bull girl showed up at the office, and that was not epic fail. That was epic rad.
Yeah, I don't want to do
anything to anger the sweet, sweet Red Bull girls, but I'm more of a coffee guy myself.
Well, very good.
Quite honestly.
We do the massive amounts of the dew over here at the 11.
If they could send the sweet, sweet Starbucks girls over to my house to fill up my fridge with Starbucks that I would then need to put in the oven to heat back. It's not making any sense, but if that could happen too, that'd be rad.
So back to the skateboarding.
Maybe we should, yeah, keep walking around. We don't really need to talk about any of this. We could just ramble on like this for a half hour. This is the show. Welcome to the Reflex Blue.
All right, so you were contacted by...
We talk about design sometimes.
Nate.
Yeah.
Back to the article.
Let's do it. I'm going to start off with the opening paragraph, which was another thing about the story that I lulled about. And when I say things like lulled, that's me attempting to be cool, which I'm obviously not. Said by Dave... One of the things we focus on at Secret Penguin is making legit stuff for, quotes, youth culture. I feel stupid even categorizing my friends and I like that. Booyah. Let's begin. I've often seen, even before I got out of school or had a design degree, advertising people and in some instances designers, though I feel like the design field is a little more genuine than advertising, the attempts at hitting a youth culture to be overwrought with just not getting it. The worst offender of this would be like anti-smoking ads. There was one that I saw, and this was just a year or two ago, and it was like, tobacco is wacko if you're a teen. Which, to a teenager, is just like, oh, dick. So it's fine if I'm 18, I can buy your cancer sticks. But if I'm a teen, it's wacko. Suck my balls. And I'm pretty sure that is the response that every teenager would have to seeing that.
I think the ad actually said, suck my balls, right in the lower part. No, fine print.
It was a checkbox.
It was next to the copyright statement.
When you see this, do you want to not smoke or tell me to suck my balls? Most of them probably... clicked on the suck my balls.
Yeah, now since you're actually an authentic skateboarder and you actually know what you're doing, I mean, what is it like when you, I mean, people are doing this youth culture design?
When they do it and it totally misses the mark, it's kind of frustrating and seems disrespectful.
It does kind of, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And what do you think, I mean, how can they fix this? How can you go about designing?
Yeah, I think, oh, Donovan, that's so nice of you. You put it on mute today.
I always get phone calls only.
I think people only call you when we're recording, but it's so nice of you to put it on vibrate. That's the first time you've ever done that.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, let's even go back, because we've got some other friends, you know, like arch rival brands themselves is talking to a youth culture. Well, what in the holy hell, to people who obviously don't get it, is like what is the youth culture? Where is that? What is that? It's obviously something that people think that there's money in. They're trying to co-opt it.
Sure. Well, as far as a demographic goes, and that's what's really hard about when talking about this demographic, to label them as a demographic.
Right.
It's really hard because that's what they don't want to hear. And even saying they and classifying as a group.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no one likes to be labeled like that. And especially this youth culture we're talking about.
Yeah. You know what? Like honestly, and like Dave's post, I felt like an idiot just now. Just saying, like, what is the youth culture? Like, Jesus. What am I, 50 over here?
Yeah. No, sorry, go ahead. The only one that's in the 50s.
Yeah.
But as far as an age group we're talking about, so that way, you know, we're saying, let's not have labels on anything, and then we're just going to have a conversation about nothing. But I think we're talking about high school to, I don't know, probably mid to late 20s is what we're talking about for this group. Would you say that's about right?
Yeah, I think it kind of bleeds into the 30s too.
Sure.
Well, depending on what it is, of course. But
right. Right.
I think when I think of it as far as skateboarding, you know, it can go up to.
Well, Tony Hawk's like 65 now.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah. With skateboarding, that's a different demographic. It's not really an age. It's more of a mentality or something.
Yeah, it's a whole separate culture than just youth culture.
So what's important is. And what I've seen that I've found generally lacking is that authenticity.
Yeah.
You know, in your opinions and what you've seen, where are people going wrong?
I think it's...
Or what could they do differently to do it right? Like, what would you do?
I think it's exactly what you just said, that it's about being real, about truly understanding your audience. If you can do that, if you truly understand your audience and speak to them appropriately, then you don't have any problems. It's when you try to figure them out and without really understanding them and just reacting to what you see other people doing, it's not going to make sense. It's not going to work. But if you truly understand them, then it could work.
Well, yeah, and I think you hit the nail on the head there. Is that it's a reaction and not an understanding.
Exactly.
It's like, like honestly, okay. So maybe we can put in our artwork window now Dave's ad. Now a local healthcare company.
Now this it's not his ad. He's in the ad.
What? But I'm calling. Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, so I won't give you layout credit, which I wouldn't anyway. Nothing against the fine designers that were working for Allegiant Health at the time, but it's an accidents can happen anywhere. And here's Dave, and I gotta say, busting some wicked air on that. Like, my first question is, did they move you further away?
No.
Were you really just like right over here next to the wall?
Was that just posed in front of a green screen?
I mean, yeah. Did you do that in studio?
No. That's one thing that you never want to photo manipulate. A skateboard trick, skateboard photo.
Yeah,
and
have people done? Okay, this is much more interesting to me than like how to design for youth culture. Have people been busted for like photoshopping more air on a skateboard trick?
I have heard that people have, and I don't know if it's true, but I've heard that they've been banned from magazines.
Yeah,
and that they just won't.
Well, because then you're tossing out all of your legitimacy if you're posting like huge air on the cover of a magazine. Then, you know, you obviously, as a skateboarder, you're going to get torn apart by that. But then the magazine's going to get torn apart, too. Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't want to hire anybody who does that.
Yeah, and then the companies that are associated with you, that endorse you.
Yeah. Oh, then they get ripped. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love this. Tell me more. Can you simulate, like, if someone's trying to do, like, a 720, can you computer generate an extra half loop on that and make it so he lands? Like, that might be actually harder than... just doing
the showing thing. Video in a magazine? Yeah, that would be a lot harder.
They actually have more than just magazines for skateboarders now.
Okay. Well, you're talking magazine layout.
Yeah, it's not the 80s anymore. It's because that's one of the reasons we're here, is it because it's more mainstream now. Ooh, yeah, in your blog post. You had some fool pull a gun on you for skateboarding.
Yep.
Tell us that story.
we're actually out on 144th and Center, and I was...
That is the ghetto, man. Yeah. 144th, it's hardcore.
Yeah, that's by that Oakview Mall. It's a little shady.
Yeah. Right
there.
But it was
there's
back
a Shopko? Damn.
I think it was like 93 or 94, and that was kind of the peak when skateboarding definitely wasn't popular.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Some people came up and pulled out a gun and started kind of dancing around us. And
literally dancing? Like...
like the old Michael Jackson Beat It videos,
more like West Side Story, just kind of like fucking
yeah, more
just
like
busting
that.
Around,
lots
yeah.
of snapping.
And I got this, look,
but with a gun,
yeah. And let's make light of it. If someone actually pulls, it's not actually all that funny.
They turned around and we ran around the corner and hopped in our car and took off, and they hopped in their car and pulled up next to us as we were driving down the street.
Did you skitch? Is that what it's called?
No.
You don't hop in a car on a skateboard. You Marty McFly that shit.
No, we actually went in the car and drove off.
Yeah, it's probably faster.
And they pulled up next to us going down Center Street, and they pulled out a sawed-off shotgun.
Wow.
And pointed at us, and we slammed on the brakes and turned the corner real quick, and they kept going straight.
That's a good idea to do.
Yeah.
To slam on the brakes and get the F out of there. That's some serious shit. I was like, I think I've got... Because we were reading that before you guys came over here, and I was like, man, Dave got a gun pulled on him for skateboarding. Don was like,
well,
sure he did. But I was like, you know, Dave's not really the type of guy to exaggerate
the reason
something.
This is relevant to the story. Really the reason this is relevant to the story is, as you say, stuff like this happens to skateboarders, or used to happen to skateboarders.
Used to be, pretty common.
And so the target audience that people would be designing for takes their little group very seriously. So.
Oh, you just called it a little group. You're a dick. And really, if you want to, now what they could do to this ad to make it more authentic, and I don't have a pen, would just be like, put a little dude with a shotgun right over here. So.
Yeah, I don't
effing
think
skateboard. No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't.
It
make
should
light.
Be noted that Nate does not design for the skateboard community.
No, well, no, I don't. And honestly, I spent all my time being corporate over the last couple of years, and now I'm trying to like learn how to design like I used to and do cool things again, and I'm finding that I can't. I'm not cool anymore. Don't, like, that's someone something, will come to you with, like, a hospital brochure. Don't do it.
That's what, something we were talking about on the way over here. Is,
so, okay. Like, how I used to be cool and now I'm not.
No. In 15, 20 years, how are we going to be able to connect with a younger audience? Or is there going to be this huge gap where we're going to be guessing and we're going to be saying, we better have a focus group on this?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Can you stay close enough to a culture that you can stay timeless and you can stay fresh, or do you need to grow up and change your style?
Well, you both got kids, right?
I don't. I just have dogs.
Oh, I thought, okay, you have dogs. Yeah. But you've got kids.
Yes.
And so, and if you haven't grown up enough, I mean, just by being a dad, you have
sure.
You grow up. And
that's the rumor.
That's what I've heard. I don't know. But if you've gone through that and you still have a connection, then I think you're probably in the clear. At a certain point, though, if people are spending enough money, yeah, you gotta pull in a focus group. But if you're doing it right, and if you're the guy in charge, you're not gonna pull in a focus group for stuff like we're talking about and pull in a bunch of soccer moms. You just gonna be like, well, bring in some dudes, say, hey, what do you think about this? And they'll be like, it's all right. And you'll be like, okay. To the money people, that means they like it.
Is that the current thing? It's all right means they like it. I don't know the new lingo.
Yeah, I know you don't. It's okay. We're trying to. Maybe what we can do is the last part of the show, and we're only halfway through. Maybe the second half is. What can we do to? Actually, Jesus, this is a brilliant idea. So let's take Donovan for example, who is old and not cool.
Almost decrepit over here.
And who would easily do any of the examples that you listed here. Like the one from Union Bay, the dude in the sweater, holding by the truck, like, hey, look at me. Actually, my favorite was the Mountain Dew one, because you link out to me, like, Mountain Dew missed it. And I was like, how is Mountain Dew going to do it wrong?
And they have some of the best skateboarders riding for them.
Yeah, and they should be the company that gets it right. But then I clicked on the ad, and it's like the black dude skateboarding over the city into the water.
You know it's bad when people that aren't in the target market
know
it's
bad. Even I looked at that, and I'm like, that's wrong. Like, that dude... As far like just looking, and maybe it's a guy who really rides for them, but that dude does not look like a real guy.
Yeah,
that does like with his scarf and like I just don't see it. And that one kind of shocked me.
Yeah.
So what do you do to help people get it right? What do you guys do, or what do you do just yourselves to make sure that you're still staying connected? Like that's the next question.
I think a big part of it is the golden rule of believing that treating other people like yourself or how you would like to be treated.
Nice.
And so if you design that way, if you design as if you would appreciate it yourself or if you were in their shoes would appreciate it that same way, then that's definitely something I spend a lot of time thinking about and putting designs together.
Mm-hmm. Good answer. I like that, bringing in the golden rule. We should do more of that in design. Treat others as you would like to be treated. I feel that's good. So, and Dave, you too. Like, how do you stay connected? But it, even just now, I was just thinking, you ride. You're out there. How often are you out there at, like, competition? Hell, dude, I don't even know. Like, is it competitions? Do you just go out on, like, a Friday night and ride at the half pipe?
You really learn everything you need to know about skateboard culture from West Side Story?
No, I learned it from Skate or Die on the Nintendo, and I learned it from,
how
Gleaming
authentic
the
were
Cube.
Those?
You guys seen Gleaming the Cube?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, or that
we were just watching some clips.
Hell, yes! And there was a Police Academy movie. The one with Citizens on Patrol that actually had Tony Hawk in it as one of the guy's friends at the very beginning. Anyway, so how often are you out like doing that as opposed to sitting in an office making things, making wallpapers for the NFL?
Well, now that it's nice out, Cody and I always, we skateboard into downtown and get something to eat. And then besides that, I have a mini ramp in my backyard, so we have a lot of people over and skateboard that a lot.
That's cool.
And then, I don't know, go to the park. At least two or three times a week.
I assume it's easier to keep it real since you're right next door to a skate shop.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys moved into the Saddle Creek area in the Nodo district.
Yes.
Are they calling that the Saddle Creek area now?
What is the Saddle Creek
complex?
I usually
call it Saddle Creek area, the part of Omaha that's on Saddle Creek. But
some people call it the Saddle Creek Records Complex or Nodo.
That's cool. Yeah, I don't like Nodo. We talked to Ben at PG about Nodo. I don't like that as a name, but anyway. Competitively, how often are you out there?
I don't compete anymore.
So Red Bull ladies, they're not going to come over.
I usually do the judging now.
Oh, yeah. No, that's better. Okay, so you got to tell me those things. You didn't get enough air on that. Your goofy foot was off. I only know things that were in Skate or Die. Does anyone do the jousting?
Pretty accurate.
Does anyone do the jousting for real?
That's usually how we do competitions.
Yeah, you get in a somebody's backyard swimming pool with two sticks, you know, like from American. That was the best game. That was because
you know
it was
I'm
all
starting to realize how this
one.
Mountain Dew ad went wrong. is there was an ad director, or
I think
our
that's
director,
where,
and
well,
they said,
where
you know what?
Went wrong, man.
I know about skating.
I played Skate or Die, and when it was on Goofy Foot, you pressed one way and you went the other. It was messed up, and I hated Goofy Foot. But yeah. apparently that's a bar downtown too. It's a pretty cool place actually. But
are they gonna bring you beer now?
What's that?
Are they bringing you beer now?
Turns out, you know, people should bring us all kinds of shit and they never do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get really nothing for that.
Yeah. Hey, you know who kicks ass? Adobe. Woo!
We're still pimping.
Adobe makes really awesome
that
everything.
That Fontfolio software would be awesome,
man.
If that just kind of
you know
appeared
what is
here
the
at the
best
door.
Ever? The Adobe Creative Suite full version for Mac. OMG.
If I had that, it would be just cool.
I think everyone should buy 1,000 copies of it.
At least.
Each.
Yeah.
That's right. If that pans out, then maybe we'll get some free.
Very good.
Yeah. And then if by chance they dropped off another one, maybe we'd swing by your studio and show it to you.
Oh, yeah. Cool. That's nice of you to share. Adobe, bring us free software. We love you. We'd be happy to tell everybody how much we love you every single week. Okay.
Speaking of which, I actually bought a copy of Quark last week.
What the ever-loving shit are you talking about?
Yeah, I had
it. Gentlemen, we have to put the skateboarding dream show on hold for a second. You bought Quark, dude?
A client
love Quark,
up,
by the way. Send
has
us
a bunch
free
of
stuff,
old files, and they're in Quark. And
InDesign can open that shit, can it?
No. My 30-day trial was up, and still have the client, so...
Oh, man. I feel for you.
Bought a full copy.
I feel like, is it
$799?
Oh,
yeah.
Because I remember, like, it's just I had to go back on Quark for something not all that long ago, and it kind of hurt. Like, it just felt like going back like 6 years.
Here's the question I have for you.
Yeah,
and you two answer as well. Which is preferable? You only got two scenarios: Quark on a Mac, InDesign on a PC.
That's a hell of a question. That's one we can save that and use that.
Yeah, you guys got an answer? You guys don't even want to answer. You can't even imagine a life like that, can you? Either one.
Dave just does all his stuff in Photoshop, so I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I don't think I have an answer for that.
Yeah.
That's what you call a catch 22 is what that is.
Okay.
Yes.
We do mostly web, so maybe it doesn't. We choose the Mac.
Okay.
Right?
I'd choose the Mac.
You guys are probably going to get free Macs now. Steve Jobs is all over this show, man.
That's right.
Did you know that Steve Jobs sent Jonathan Ive over to the new Pixar movie to consult on the future robot?
Really?
Yeah. But apparently the only thing he did was stand there and nod or shake his head. He didn't. Talk,
but you know, I mean, maybe that's all that's needed. That. Maybe if you're doing something for a skateboarder, you need to actually get a couple skateboarders in there and just show them stuff and have them nod or shake, nod yes or nod no.
That's focus grouping. That's where stuff like this goes wrong, man. It's not authentic.
And that's the target.
I think if you get actual skateboarders that are part of the industry, either you know the pros that ride for a team or like some of the top pros that are kind of leading the industry. If you have them on the focus groups, then I think you'll get something authentic.
That's a real solution there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bring him in as you probably have to bring those dudes in as consultants.
Now the other thing
ridiculous
is, how well do you have to understand an audience before you can do authentic design for them, do you think?
Oh, you know what? You know who I'd be interested in hearing answer that question? You. How well do you have to know someone, Donna?
I think you have to, I don't know if you have to know them as well as you would think, as long as the client knows them. Like if you're doing work for the client and they fully understand their target audience, they'll tell you where you're going wrong. But I think just somebody on the team has to know. I think, because I think you could do, like Nate, I think you could probably do a good skateboarding ad just by, if as long as there was a good focus person such as Dave that you could show the project to and he could tell you where you're going wrong.
Well, if I ever did an ad for skateboarding, I'd keep it the hell as far away from Dave as I could, because if they even got a whiff that I knew him, they'd be like, oh, God, we should just be having Dave do it and I lose the business. They'd be like, you don't know, man. I can't even keep my balance on one of those damn things. When I was a kid, I would do the thing where, like, when I was really little, I'd just sit on it and roll down the hill.
But you've done a lot of corporate work. I mean, you don't necessarily understand
that. Look at how corporate I am. Look at my pants. They're dark. They have a small, tight pattern on them. They're officially kind of slacks. Please.
And he's wearing eyeglasses. Boom, he's done.
Yeah.
That's corporate.
Yeah. But
now, you guys have done work for corporate people as well.
Yeah.
Oh, tell me about
Dave, you did work for the United Way and NFL. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you understand that audience, or how well did you have to understand them to do that work?
I like where that's a good question.
Did you have to go like play flag football on Sundays for like 3 months? You know,
no, it was actually they just said make something cool, and so we showed them.
That's
some stuff.
Not hard for Dave Nelson. No,
it can be hard. We showed them some stuff, and they liked some. They didn't like the other, and we just went with the ones they liked.
What I'm really interested here is what do you guys, how do you guys handle going the other way when you find yourself doing work that is
old culture?
I would just say,
do they call it fogey culture? What is the term for that?
I call that the beeries.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because I mean, it at the end of the day, it's easy for you for you to do something for youth culture. God, I hate using that word. But because you're a part of it. You're out skateboarding. You guys do cool things because you're into that stuff, and that's just where your life is, and that's just who you identify with. When you, as designers, find yourselves doing work for people who are not from that, or who are in, to use the term, who are corporate, do you feel the opposite disconnect when you find yourself doing work like that? You just make it look tame and boring and call it a day.
Right. Well, you know, it's like sometimes you show someone a design and they say they don't like that. And you're like, well, I thought they liked crappy stuff. It's a crappy design.
Yeah.
Oh.
Snap.
Oh, I thought they liked crappy stuff.
I thought you wanted it to look like balls. But I've seen the rest of your work. I figured you just wanted me to make it suck.
And, you know, I've had that experience before, especially when I was younger, when I was youth culture.
Please just don't ever let me say those two words in that combination again.
But I think that, there are bad clients. I try to think that there are not, and try to always see it from their perspective. But there are some that don't know what they're really trying to do themselves. But really, if you really understand your clients, it shouldn't be a problem.
All right, let's see.
Well,
I think we're getting about
Yeah,
down
what
to
I
the
want
to
do, though,
here.
Is I want everyone to log in to 36point.com, and I think you guys should send us links to samples of the worst...
We've been getting good, and I got to send a lot of love out. Sorry.
Ads?
Yeah, I got to send a lot of love out to our audience, because we've been getting really good feedback from everybody so far.
And if you find one that you think hits the mark, you might as well throw that in there, too.
Send us your links to the worst offenders in this category, just so we can get like a gallery of that stuff going. We got a gallery going of Flickr entries for the Chicago poster thing that we did off the last show. Let's see if we can get this one going a little bit too. I'm interested to see. My worst one ever is still that tobacco is wacko if you're a teen. That's just, oh, that made me want to kill myself.
Yeah, so you can't...
If you're the designer of that ad... Listening to the show, the odds are that are slim, but what the hell?
I think that's good, because it doesn't exclude the 12-year-olds.
Yeah. What?
It allows 12-year-olds to smoke.
You can smoke at 12. See it again.
You can smoke
it's
again
a,
when
an
you're 20.
Qualifier, and that's Thanks for coming on the show, you guys.
All right.
I think should we call it good at that now that I've derailed everything?
Yeah, and hopefully Sean Adams will still be on the next show. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sean, if you're listening, expect more penis jokes next week. I think he can handle it.
Yeah.
All right. Well. Thanks for coming on. And you know, every time I say the word youth culture, I die a little bit more inside.
I think we all do.
Yeah. Okay. So, I promise not to name it that. Donovan, are we signing off? Are you got your finger on the trigger?